Hey guys, it's Leah B from Prestige Veteran Medical Consulting. I am a U.S. Army veteran, physician assistant, and former compensation and pension examiner. Today, I have my good friends, Kim and Garen Cohn on, and we are going to talk about AVET Project, which is their nonprofit organization that helps veterans, that does a lot of really great work for veterans. As an aside, it's important to know that Garen is an accredited claims agent, wealth of knowledge. Miss Kim, aspiring accredited claims agent, got that out. Yeah. So soon they will be double trouble team of helping veterans on the claims side. But I want to talk today about AVET Project, which I've had some fantastic experiences with in the past. So Kim and Garen, can you tell me a little bit about AVET Project?
Well, first, Leah, thank you for having us on your podcast, because it means a lot. And the reach that you have is pretty good. So we're hoping, just like I always say, everything we do at AVET Project and American Warrior Radio, we do for free. Nobody's making an income. This is about getting great information out that people can use and share with others. And this gal here, my wife of 30 some years now, she's the driving force. Make no mistake. I may be out there doing, you know, waving the flag, but she's the one behind the scenes making it all happen. AVET Project. American Veterans Empowerment Team. It's an acronym, American Veterans Empowerment Team, because that's what we hope to do, is empower people.
That's right.
For myriad reasons.
Well, we do. We actually do. We do empower many. When on the veteran side, regarding VA benefits alone, when you have a young couple that are struggling because of funds, because of maybe the veteran is struggling with PTSD or other injuries or whatnot. So when they get their VA benefits and possibly, you know, close to $4,000 a month, that's life changing. You know, that takes a lot of stress off them. So it's really important. But just AVET, that side alone.
Yeah, AVET Project, as you're aware, Leah, because you attended one of our PR&R retreats, Project Recuperation and Reintegration Retreat, primarily for returning combat vets, but we open it to everybody. And Leah, you graced us with your presence on the Veterans Day cruise last year, not quite a year ago. And we had a blast. And even though it was a truncated cruise, shortened by a day because of a hurricane, it's a great opportunity for us and the rest of our team, again, all volunteers, to bring in experts like Leah and so many others to share information, to help people get out of the situation they're in if they're having challenges. And we also incorporate these little things. This is Kiki the Wonder Dog. She happens to be a therapy dog and in training for a service dog. So we want everybody out there to feel included. And PR&R really does that.
It does. We have psychologists, doctors that come in there to help them with the mental health. What's really important is when we hold our PR&R retreats is that our military and their families feel comfortable and safe to share whatever they want to share. And that is huge, because there's many that are struggling that you don't know, as we call the invisible wounds. So when it comes to PTSD with the veteran, that doesn't affect just the veteran, but the whole family. So we have psychologists that are there to help with the spouses, the children, and whatnot. So that's huge.
And Leah, you were one of the speakers, presenters at that PR&R cruise over to the Bahamas. Had about 130 vets and their families. What was your impression?
You know, it was really amazing. Unfortunately, as you mentioned, it was shortened by a day because of the hurricane, but we made the best out of it. And for me, I was able to reach and talk to so many veterans, but then also, you know, I brought my daughter, so I'm a veteran. So it was not only like, it was like I was on both sides of the coin. I was getting that experience like a veteran and also getting to participate in being a contributor. You guys just make things so, you know, I can't say it enough. You guys are like family to me, and I adore you. You're so warm and welcoming and caring for veterans, and you provide this really safe space where people can be themselves, the ugly sides, the pretty sides, all of the sides, and just be who they are. And I appreciate that so much about you guys.
And you said the magic word, that's bringing people together. And all of us that have served and spouses that have served along with us have that common bond, that shared experience. And when you can get together, if you've been separated from service a long time, and all of a sudden you're back in the throes of kind of a military engagement where you can talk and discuss and share ideas. It really helps the spirit. It helps us every time we do it. I think I get more out of it than some of the attendees.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So and
I have to share this. See this there. It's a bookmark rather than a brochure you read and throw away. The brains behind the operation put our programs and services, kind of a synopsis, on a bookmark. And Leah will have the information that you can get in contact with us. Actually, what's the website?
It's avet-project.org.
You shoot us an email, we'll happily send you a bookmark for free.
Yeah, and so we're going to put a link to AVET Project in this, in the description of this video so that you guys can take a look and in the podcast. Also, it's important for you guys, if you want to volunteer any of your time, if you have extra funds to donate to the nonprofit to help veterans, that's always helpful because, as Garen and Kim mentioned earlier, they have American Warrior Radio Show, they have AVET Project to help veterans recuperate, have retreats, have great things for their families, and that is done all based on donations from the great people that support their cause.
That's right. We cannot do it alone. Well, not only do we do the retreats, Leah, but we also are like helping our active duty with their holiday parties or their shooting competitions, their junior enlisted
picnics.
A
whole bunch of different
ways. Yeah, I remember we also did that, the women's empowerment.
Yes.
I was from
Brevard County that female veterans were celebrated.
That was awesome.
June 12th. And
you thank you, Leah, for helping to sponsor that.
Yes, you were a phenomenal sponsor and a guest speaker. And it's people like you that are vested into helping lift up our brothers and sisters in arms and their family members. Because that's what I always say, AVET Project is about helping past and present military members and their families.
Yes. Well, tell me about some of the upcoming stuff you guys have in the pipeline.
Well, we're hoping to have our veterans PNR retreat coming up Veterans Day. Garen's going to be speaking at a church regarding veterans benefits. And then, of course, we're going to be helping with some holiday parties for our active duty military families.
The Space Coast 10 miler. Now, everybody knows if you've been watching Prestige Veterans podcast, you know the military community is pretty tight. And one of the things that they're pushing out there right now is the United States Space Force. It's no longer an Air Force base near us. It's a Space Force base. Well, they have the Space Force 10 miler. It's a marathon, and people come from all over the planet to participate in this. They get to park on the flight line out at Kennedy Space Center. So you're getting some inside baseball for sure. AVET Project has been asked and tasked with helping them in a number of different ways. Just going out there and supporting the troops with breakfast, Gatorades, water, things like that, because it goes from like 0200 to 1600 the following day or that same day. So it's a long period of time. And these guys and gals with the security forces at Patrick Space Force Base are doing this on their own time. So we want to, things like that, Leah, we get involved wherever we can. If they ask us and we're able to and we have the funds, we're going to be there.
Well, and just know too that veterans, you don't have to be in Florida to participate in some of these activities that AVET puts on. Like when we went on the cruise, you know, I came from Texas. There were other veterans from other states that went. There were people that were sponsored, right? So donations that come in sponsor families to go on some of these retreats. And, you know, check out the website, check out upcoming events.
Look at this.
You and your family
we have t-shirts. We got pink. That was Celebrate Female Veterans. First time in Brevard County. She planned for 100. Prestige Veterans was the key sponsor of this event.
Oh,
it was amazing. It was. Well, got pink shirts. Red Shirt Friday. Remember everyone deployed. You got these. What's it say? If you can't stand in front of behind our troops, feel free to stand in front of them. Kind of in your face. Month of the Military Child, purple, coming up here in April. The kids don't get to play that they do. And of course, I've got the red shirt. She's got the pink t-shirts. We're not looking to make money on this. $10. You can have a t-shirt, wear it around proudly on a Friday. Definitely wear your red. Remember everyone deployed.
Yeah. Well, okay, guys, thank you so much for being here today.
No, thank you, Leah. Thank you.
Well, and thank you for being so amazing in every way. I adore you guys. I'm going to post some links to get in touch with Kim and Garen if you guys would like to find out about volunteer opportunities, what they have coming up. Yep, get your bookmark, maybe get a t-shirt to support. And again, thank you for everything you guys do. And we'll definitely have you guys back on in the near future to talk some claim stuff.
Outstanding. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Peace out.
Thank you guys. Bye-bye.